Government and policy advisors have been charged to strictly implement policies and strategies that can better position agricultural production in the country. This will also ensure adequate food security for all. In an interview with Radio Ghana to commemorate the celebration of World Food Day, which is underway at Jirapa in Upper West Region, the country director for Farm Radio, Benjamin Fiafo, mentioned the need for countries to address the issue of climate change because this continues to impact negatively on food and nutrition of countries. Mr. Fiafo explained that the theme for the day, Climate is Changing, Food and Agriculture Must, is a wake-up call for governments to prioritize agriculture. He spoke to Rita Ampabing Tete.
I can say that it is not only Farm Radio International that World Food Program, USAID, Feed the Future partners and other development partners are all working together to launch this day in Jirapa. And what is happening is that there are various projects like the Agriculture Technology Transfer, which is the USAID Feed the Future project and implemented by IFDC. The Advanced Project, which is also one of the Feed the Future projects implemented by ACI VUCA, is also within that district. World Food Program also works in that particular district.
Is there any special reason for choosing Jirapa as the venue for the celebration of the day?
Yes, we are talking about the World Food Day and then the issue of climate change. And we think that selecting a place in Upper West, where a lot of work is currently going on, taking farmers and various community leaders through adaptation strategies and various ways they can increase their food production in that region.
You are deliberating on the theme, Climate is Changing, Food and Agriculture Must Change. Can you tell us, what is it about agriculture and food that must change?
The climate is very, very important to the agriculture production in our part of the world. When we take Ghana specifically, majority of our farming activities are rain-fed, and the climate affects a lot of the things we do. Currently this year, some parts of the country did not receive rainfall at the right time and in the right quantity. As a result of that, they have failed crops in the field. So what is it that farmers are supposed to do so that in this reality of climate change, they will be able to withstand the hazards and the challenges that comes with the climate change?
Mr. Benjamin Fiafo said radio as a communication tool should be used to educate and propagate better ways of farming and for improvement in that sector.
Very, very much. As we speak now, farmers in the northern region are harvesting their crops, and this is the time that they need the sunshine to ensure that they harvest a very dry crop that they can store for a long time. But when we look at it, it is rather raining almost every day, and this will affect the quality of produce that is harvested.
Radio, we all believe, is a powerful communication tool. But then how is radio being used in addressing the effects of climate change in our part of the world?
Farm Radio, through our years of experience, has developed various approaches that we are currently using radio. And for issues that need to be communicated to change attitude and behavior, we have adopted a participatory radio campaign that allow us to go step by step to address our listeners with the issues, then the solution and the steps that they need to take to change that particular behavior. And then we have also adopted a regular program that allow us to use various interactive approach in ensuring that the program is not just a studio base, but involves the listeners as much as possible in making a meaningful decision that will improve upon their life.
What do you think policymakers can do to mitigate the effects of climate change?
Policymakers are expected to come out with a policy and ensure that the policies are implemented. In the area of water, I think we cannot only rely on the rain. We need to be going into more irrigation. We need to also put in place a seed policy and ensure that this seed policy is implemented to ensure that we make available improved seed to farmers. And when we talk about improved seed, not the one that has expired or not the one that is not going to work.
You heard the country director for Farm Radio, Benjamin Fiafo.